I wish you all Tashi de Lake this afternoon. And I hope that you will realize the meaning of the 16 emptinesses and as a result perform great benefit for limitless sentient beings. Please be seated.
To begin with, we should recite the 16 types of emptinesses.
Tata wande mene deda mong yume kando teda memeba tela memeba ye memeba de rango te wemba nyiga terzo neme jime meme ye de doni do jine zonze muna de baba ye ngo de baba ne deni doni mume de doni do mube denen dodon Sanje namne jungwa ma zong yano ngusa Ngubo gwenje tumban yinje ngubo rabdo da Yandan dadan tejin tejin ngubo doni do Tangi tuni kato long do yu Tene cheran tola yang dur yusare Tene tuni kato ka kandra guri yapo hako guri Hako var chichi majibe chichi
Now I have given you the reading transmission for the 16 kinds of emptiness. There is a melody that goes with these words as well as a dance, so it will be easy for you to understand it, and once you've understood it, don't forget it.
Lamutsu yang nandong ye mi du san mulan da bu nandong ye mi du san chota ta bu yowar san
and the 16 goddesses that will perform the dance are appearance in emptiness like in a dream. They are like the gentle movements of a flickering water moon.
Then Kang Tabar Sava, the Chudatawa in a Taba Puyang Chudatawa, Mulanda Chibari, Mulando Tazate Nando Yimi in a Tapuyang Nando Yimi.
And the one who is performing the actions, or sorry, let's start with the actions themselves are like reflections of the moon and water. And the one performing the actions is like a reflection of the moon in water. It's just like in a dream where what you see is appearance and emptiness, a mere dream appearance. And also, the one who sees it, the dreamer, is also appearance and emptiness, a mere dream appearance.
Taza tang, tabapo nandong yimi ba hako gumdu. Malang ngokina, taza nandong yimi tang, tabapo nandong yimi be dini kirabde chepasana hako gri, ngiki yapuchi.
As long as you don't know you're dreaming, then you have an idea of what you are seeing in the dream as being truly existent. And that blocks understanding what is actually happening. It covers over the fact that what you are seeing and the one who is seeing it are both appearance, emptiness, inseparable. They are mere pictures in your mind. But if you are able to apply profound, precise intelligence and analyze the situation and discover what is actually happening, then it's like recognizing that you're dreaming while you're doing so, where what is seen is to, seen it to be appearance, emptiness, and the seer of it is also understood to be appearance, emptiness.
Chiranso
If you have some experience with lucid dreams, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And probably some of you have had lucid dreams, have had the experience of knowing that you were dreaming while doing so. Anyone who has, please raise their hand and be counted.
Raise your hand high.
Denny.
One. Give two guests on.
Oh, that's the test on though. Mankeva Kamala Moshila, Tacharan so Temataya de Malam Mosheva Temunda was on board.
83 people have recognized their dreams in this room. That's most of you. So you should, when you watch this entertainment, you should watch it as if you were dreaming and you knew you were dreaming.
Tani Malam Moshina Tasa Nando Yimisena. Tava potan, tava sem kanga nando yimi. Ta, tazi yotan, tava po nando yimi.
Since the appearances in a dream are appearance emptiness, then the one who is watching these appearances is appearance emptiness. The mind of the one who is watching is appearance emptiness. What one is seeing is appearance emptiness. It's all appearance emptiness, undifferentiable.
There
are many more people these days who recognize that they are dreaming than ever before, and one reason for that is that entertainment in the world is getting so much more frightening that you have to remind yourself when you view this entertainment that it's not real, so you're used to doing that. And it's possible also that some of you recognize your dreams in this life because you practiced dream yoga in past lifetimes. That's also a possibility. However it is, however the situation is, the dream is an example of how experience is appearance emptiness. It's an example that we all have experience with. So for these reasons, I think you know very well how to enjoy this entertainment.
Ha ha. Yeah.
Dancers, please come.
In this
group, there are many skilled dancers, there are many skilled yoga practitioners, and there are many who are just good at exercise.
And then Tavia de Tony Jodogri, Chijikari, Atenyabur.
It's a dance of the 16 emptinesses, so it's a Dharma dance, which is very good. It's a dance that comes from the middle turning of the wheel of Dharmas,
Prajnaparamita Sutras.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
As an entity. Because they completely pervade sentient beings as well as their vessel-like worlds. Because the immeasurables exemplify their limitlessness. The directions are that which is vast. These directions, all ten of them are empty, and this is the emptiness of the vast. It was taught in order to counteract clinging to vastness. Since it is the supreme aim, the nirvana of reality, that this is empty of self is the emptiness of reality. In order to counteract the clinging of beings inclined to think of nirvana as an entity, the one who knows genuine reality presented this as the emptiness, genuine reality. Because they come up about due to conditions. The three realms are described as being composite. They are empty of themselves, and this is taught to be the emptiness of the composite. Anything that lacks arising, remaining, and being impermanent is a non-composite phenomenon, that this is empty of itself, is the emptiness of the non-composite. That which is without extremes is described as transcending extremes. That this is empty of just that is in the emptiness of transcendence of extremes. Since samsara's wheel has no beginning nor end, it is described as lacking beginning and end, because it lacks coming or going, just like a dream. Existence is devoid of itself. This is called the emptiness of that which lacks beginning and end, as clearly described in the treatises. Discard is clearly described as eliminate and throw away. The not to be discarded, it should not be given up. It is that which should not be discarded under any circumstances. That which should not be discarded is empty of just that. This emptiness is therefore described as the emptiness of that which should not be discarded. Because it is the essence of the composite and dawn. It is not created by trainees, solitary realizers, the victors, heirs, or the Tathagatas. Therefore, the essence of composite and so on is described as the nature itself. That this is empty in itself is the emptiness of nature. The 18 capacities, the 6 types of contact, and the 6 types of sensation occur due to that. All that has form, all that does not, and phenomena that are composite and those that are not. All these phenomena, each and every one, are devoid of or empty of themselves. Any phenomenon defined as composite or defined as something non-composite is empty of being just that. This is the emptiness of defining characteristics. The present does not last, the past and future don't exist. Not finding any of the 3 times in any of them, they are called imperceptible. This imperceptibility having in its own, cause it does not last forever, nor does it perish. It is the emptiness of what is called the imperceptible. Since entities arise from causes and conditions, they are assembled and lack inherent essence. That which is assembled is empty of being just that. This is the emptiness of the non-existence of entities. The term entity is an expression which in brief refers to the 5 skandhas. That these are empty of themselves is the emptiness of entities. Non-entity expresses in brief all phenomena that are non-composite. These are empty of being non-entities. This is the emptiness of non-entities. The nature has no essence. This is the emptiness of that which is natural, since it was not made into such a nature. It is referred to as natural. Whether the Buddhas appear in the world or whether they don't, in actual fact, the emptiness of all things, which is well proclaimed to be the entity that is other, and to be the limit of authenticity and suchness, is the emptiness of that which is other.
Now what do I do? Nothing. Don't do the small stuff. I do it.
I'm going to sing a song which was composed extemporaneously by Kenpo Rinpoche, called The Path to Direct Realization of Dharma Dhatu for Ordinary Beings. So I will sing the melody through myself first, and then we will sing it together. The various exercise intelligence. Through that you do not find the thoughts, you find the Dharmakaya. The way you find it is by way of inference. By meditating on it, experience of it comes. And if you bring the meditation to perfection, you discover it directly, and this is realization. The individual does the realizing is known as a noble lady. Oh, a noble gentleman. So now we'll sing this together. Three times. The various thoughts, whether they be good or bad, are analyzed by profound precise intelligence. Through that you do not find the thoughts, you find the Dharmakaya. The way you find it is by way of inference, by meditating on it. Experience of it comes. And if you bring the meditation to perfection, you discover it directly, and this is realization. The individual who does the realizing is known as a noble lady or a noble gentleman. The various thoughts, whether they be good or bad, are analyzed by profound precise intelligence. Through that you do not find the thoughts, you find the Dharmakaya, and the way you find it is through inference, by meditating on it, experience of it comes. And if you bring the meditation to perfection, you discover it directly.
this is realization. Then does the realization known it. A noble lady, oh, a noble gentleman, the various thoughts, whether they be good or bad, are analyzed by precise intelligence. Through that you do not find the thoughts, you find the Dhammakaya. The way you find is by way of inference, by meditating on it, experience of it comes. And if you bring the meditation to perfection, you discover directly. This is realization, and then do you who does the realize is known as a noble lady, oh, a noble gentleman.
Yeah, cool. Kieran. Kieran, yeah, long me tango. Chuti yin. Kova tan yang lin de pe chutam je. Chuti yin kieran yin ba. Kieran doje.
Know that all of the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are of the nature of Dharma Dhatu. The way that Dharma Dhatu is explained in the third turning of the wheel of Dharma and in the protector Nagarjuna's commentary on the teachings of the third turning called the praise of Dharma Dhatu is that Dharma Dhatu is not just emptiness alone. It's not just mere emptiness. It's not even the mere pacification or dissolving of all conceptual fabrications, but rather it is luminous clarity.
Tambo Pumnanga Marmite, then a simchin in neckable, Pumnanga Marmite. Then a wojon say you want a satambo to bandor. Woman net and echo mandupon, a woman the door,
Satambon, Jubber. Then, Tanda Pamba Kanga Jana, then, oh, oh, Kanga, Marmite, oh, Tamde, Topper Savi, De Sanje Geneca, Sanje Beneca.
And the example for how the Dharma Dhatu exists in the nature of mind that Nagarjuna gives is the example of a candle burning in an upside down vase. When the vase is whole, then you don't see any light on the outside. The candle's there burning on the inside, but you don't see it. But then if you poke a hole in that vase, then you see the light shine out. And the more holes you poke in all the different sides, the more light comes out until it's like a net of light because there's not much of the vase left. When you completely eliminate the vase, then you just have light shining in all directions. And like that, the Dharma Dhatu is the nature of mind of every sentient being, but at that stage, it's obscured. The first bodhisattva ground, the first ground or the first level of the noble bodhisattvas corresponds to the stage where you poke a hole in that vase. And the light is seen directly because that's the stage when one sees that one realizes the true nature of reality directly. And then the bodhisattva's journey along the grounds from one to the higher one and so on is like poking holes in the vase. More and more light is seen until the level of Buddhahood is like when the vase is completely destroyed and there's only light in every direction.
Then chewing was a dehining booty, rangan wo, chewing le, yin don jorda mebare, young chuni was a dehining booty, yin, 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 jorda meba, jorda mebam, jorda mebare.
The Buddha nature, Dharma Dhatu, that is the true nature of mind, is changeless in two ways. There's two aspects of its being changeless. The first is Dharma Dhatu, luminous clarity, does not change into anything else. The true nature of mind is always that luminous clarity. It doesn't become anything else at any time. And the second way that it is changeless is that nothing else can change it. No outer condition can affect it, can diminish it, can change it into anything except what it is.
Then the Jinji Drogo Chuyin De Gombo Lodub Jere like Kesar Mandava Yere Sarpoyan Chedu Sats Kesar Mandava Yere Ina Yang Jeta Roy Jinji Chuyin Kesar De Jinji Kangala Jana, De Tanda Sarpuyungri, Le Tambo Pala, Sarpuyungri, Sarpuyung Chedo, Jinji Tamjilgur.
In the protector Nagarjuna's praise of the Dharma Dhatu, one particularly important section is the section about the Dharma Dhatu of the 12 sources of consciousness, which are the 6 outer objects and the 6 inner perceiving faculties. And with each of these, they come in pairs. So there are 6 verses. And Nagarjuna has a different way of explaining the Dharma Dhatu in connection with each one. But the one that seems to be the clearest and the easiest to understand is about the tongue and the outer source of consciousness that is taste. An object tasted. And so I will teach you about this verse and then you can connect it to all the different sources of consciousness.
Tela Thomar Megdan Zogji Chinji La Jarde Megdan Zogji Chinji La Jarno Megaranji tongba ni zuk je khang jang we ba te chu ji yin ji ngo yi number he ba ne me ba song ba
Kanto
dhina ya pare. Dhina ya pare. Kutina ya pare. Te. Dhani ki. Vansa nyambo tango kutuwa.
Rana.
Ya.
Ya. Yeah, that's a different composition. But thank you. So the first line, which you should please write down, is the eye's nature is emptiness. The element of form is also devoid of existence. The next line, they are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu. So consciousness does not abide. The eye's nature is emptiness. The element of form is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu, so consciousness does not abide. La.
Te charve. Te megran yin tongba ni te megran yin te dutin je tongba mlan je megle dutin mlan je meg te dutin je tongba yin do tene megran yin te dutinje tongba re dutin ma do pore te yin do danda zokje khanja wen ba te zokje meg dutinje tongba yin do zokje khanja dutinje wen ba re dutinje wen ba re dutin ma do pore te sena dakji meg wangbo ta megin zokni dutin je tongpa sena tene chuyin chuji yin ji ngowu re chuji yin chuyin sa tongka ngowu chuji yin ji ngowu wangra nambar xeba ne meba da dakin megdang mikin zogni la dutin meba sena meke nam xe je dakin da mikin ma re di sena tene nambar xeba la jebe ne yo ma re Number hipa la ranginji jebe juji mebe se na number hipa yang chuji yingji rangi. Number hipa chuji yingji rangi yingbe se na tene number hipa chuji yingji rangi yingbe se na chu tamji chu yingwe sa je tzartan robar.
To explain the meaning of this verse, the eye's nature is emptiness. Here, emptiness means to be empty of particles of matter. So the eye is not actually made out of any particle of matter. It is completely empty of even the tiniest particles of any substantial existence. And so is form. It's like the eye and the form that appear in a dream. They appear, but they're not made of anything. They're empty of even the tiniest particles of matter. And so they are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu, because they're not made of anything else. They're not. There are no outer existent objects. They are empty of particles of matter, so they are Dharma Dhatu, and therefore consciousness does not abide. Consciousness here refers to the eye-sense consciousness. For any sense consciousness to arise, there need to be what are known as the two conditions of the focal condition, and the second one is called the empowering condition or the dominant condition. So the focal condition refers to the outer object itself, in this case, form. The empowering or the dominant condition refers to the sense faculty. When you have those two conditions, you can have sense consciousness. But here, as we see, the focal condition of form is not made of anything. There's nothing really there. It's not made of particles. And neither is the empowering condition made of anything. And so how can there be a consciousness to arise if its two conditions don't actually exist? So the consciousness doesn't actually abide. So the consciousness also is Dharma Dhatu. In this way, we see that the outer form, the inner sense faculty of the eyes, and the consciousness that appears to arise as a result are all of the nature of Dharma Dhatu. They are all of the nature of luminous clarity, and we can understand from that that all phenomena are Dharma Dhatu's own energy in play. They are just the energy and play of luminosity. There were 83 of you who raised your hands and indicated that you have had the experience of lucid dreaming. And you can know from that experience what it's like to describe an eye sense faculty and an object of form that are appearance emptiness, inseparable, that are free of particles of matter. And you can also understand how this nature of the eyes, sense faculty, and the form, being Dharma Dhatu, being free of particles of matter, does not change into anything else. And it can't be changed by anything else.
Yeah, that I did.
No, sir.
So
let's recite this together. The eye's nature is emptiness. The element of form is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu. So consciousness does not abide.
Navaran yin tong ba ni dry kanjan wen ba te. Chuji yin jing ui nambar hiba neme ba. Te kajo yere ta.
We can simply change the two words to move on to the next pair of sources of consciousness. The ear's nature is emptiness. The element of sound is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharmadhatu, so consciousness does not abide.
Nai Kanjang Nai Ran Yin Tong Ban Yin Tei Kanjang Wen Bati Chuji Yin Jing Ui Number Hiba Neme.
Next, the nose's nature is emptiness. The element of smell is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharmadhatu, so consciousness does not abide.
Let me take some
more. Roy Kanjang, Roy Kanjang. A chay ran yin tong ba ni, Roy Kanjang went bad. Chuji yin jing ui, number hipa name eva.
The tongue's nature is emptiness. The element of taste is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharmadhatu, so consciousness does not abide.
Lujarang yin tongba ni, rizu kanjang wenba de, chuji yin jing ui, number hiba name.
The body's nature is emptiness. The element of bodily sensation is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharmadhatu, so consciousness does not abide.
Chuji Kanja Wembati Chuji Yinjing Ui Number Hiba Neme.
The mind's nature is emptiness. The element of phenomena, the element of a phenomenon is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharmadhatu, so consciousness does not abide.
Donata. Chinchi Choke Chinchi Chuni Chuing De Ranginji Wosarva Chuji Ying De Deni Rangin De Number Taba Yin Don Jordame Batan Jordame.
In short, all of the six outer sources of consciousness that are the six perceived objects, and all of the six inner sources of consciousness that are the six perceiving faculties are of the nature of Dharmadhatu. Luminous clarity that is perfectly pure, that is unchanging, that is invulnerable to change. You sang this song about the stages by which an ordinary individual can traverse the path to direct realization of Dharmadhatu. That's a song you should sing again.
Yeah. Tambo tango ta ti ti jo.
Yeah.
We'll sing it together.
Yeah.
The various thoughts, whether they be good or bad,
analyzed by profound precise intelligence. Through that you do not find the source, you find the Dharmakaya. The way you find it is by way of inference, by meditating on it, experience of it come. And if you bring the meditation to perfection, you discover it directly, and this is realization, and the individual who does the
Now let's recite the verses that go with the six sources of consciousness that you wrote down, the 12 sources of consciousness. The eyes nature is emptiness, the element of form is also devoid of existence, they are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu. So consciousness does not abide. The ear's nature is emptiness. The element of sound is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu. So consciousness does not abide. The nose's nature is emptiness. Of smell is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of
Dharma.
So consciousness does not abide. The tongue's nature is emptiness. The element of taste is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu. So consciousness does not abide. The body's nature is emptiness.
The element of bodily sensation is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu. So consciousness does not abide. The mind's nature is emptiness. The element of a phenomenon is also devoid of existence. They are of the essence of Dharma Dhatu. So consciousness does not abide.
Yeah, that's what we say. We say, "Chuyeng mo ndo karamate, yangjar tangre, tony choto ko lamu so ka karting thamko."
Now we are going to sing once again the song of the stages of an ordinary being progressing on the path to direct realization of Dharma Dhatu, and the 16 emptiness offering goddesses will dance to this song.
Saswam Travule.
Three times.
Alexander.
Yeah.
We'll dance this three times. The various those, whether they be good or bad, are analyzed by profound precise intelligence. Through that you do not find the thoughts, you find the Dharmakaya. And the way you find it is by way of inference, by meditating on it, experience of it comes. And if you bring the meditation to perfection, you discover it directly. And this is realization. The individual who does the realizing is known as a noble lady or a noble gentleman. The various thoughts, whether they be good or bad, are analyzed by profound, precise intelligence. Through that you do not find the thoughts, you find the Dharmakaya. And the way you find it is by way of inference, by meditating on it, experience of it comes. And if you bring the meditation to perfection, you discover it directly. And this is realization. The individual who does the realizing is known as a noble lady or a noble gentleman. The various thoughts, whether they be good or bad, are analyzed by profound, precise intelligence. Through that you do not find the thoughts, you find the Dharmakaya. And the way you find it is by way of inference, by meditating on it, experience of it comes. And if you bring the meditation to perfection, you discover indirectly. And this is realization. The individual who does the realizing is known as a noble lady or a noble gentleman.
Now the dance and our time ended at the same moment. That's a good connection.
Tene Hyamalala Lobjonga Korem Yabudo, Gigin Yabudo, Korem Te Nyamzalande, Kongne Kombato Churchi Kongne Kombato Churchi Jitin Hidila Pember Churchi
Shambhala has an excellent path of Buddhist practice. May this path of practice flourish and bring peace and happiness to the world.
Ha ha ha. Make it
Look at appearance, emptiness forms. Listen to sound and emptiness sounds. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee.
Oh yeah. The name among the children, the tender Yabu Johnson, Shambhala Kong Ning Kong Dung Bibi.
The public teachings here this year made an auspicious connection, and as a result of that auspicious connection, Shambhala will flourish.
Nandong, Jomarangkar. Sing a song.
All these forms appearance emptiness, like a rainbow, with shining glow, in the ridges of appearance emptiness, just let go. Oh,
the yogis and
yoginis are empty bowls, just like a
Do not forget to be free of attachment and full of love.